Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you know? Beautiful.
And just like that, here we go, 39 left in the ride. Welcome in the fastest 60, a truncated version today, only 45 minutes long, but that's only because today's games have already begun. So because of all the clamor and all the ish that's been spun by all these wonderful supposed insiders out there, you know who you are. Let's put this out here right now, 619-639-4747, again, 619-639-4747. It's all about this week's Week 4 picks. If you haven't gotten an invite to this week's Pickskin Pick'em, courtesy of the fastest 60 minutes in sports, well, I don't know what you're waiting on, but the games have already started, so you're already behind the eight ball. Nonetheless, if you missed this week, there's always next week. In the meantime, courtesy of our friends at ESPN, let's get their Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks for the day. If you're going to the betting window, you've already missed the early games. Your only bet now is the afternoon games and or Monday Night Football. So here you go, courtesy of our friends at ESPN and Peak Antifreeze, this Week 4 Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, brought to you again by ESPN. Properties of Peak Antifreeze.
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, an ESPN radio exclusive.
All right, Golic, here we go for Week 4. And this week, my motto is I won't be fooled again.
We don't get fooled again.
Like Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend.
Don't get fooled again.
I'm just not picking the Giants again.
No, no.
I'm wrong. Everyone else in the world is right.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right.
They stink. The Giants are going to Kansas City, where the Chiefs are for real.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Chiefs only giving 4 points. That's not nearly enough. That's 3 turnovers in the first quarter.
Manning back to throw. Fires upfield, and it's picked off.
Give me the Chiefs and a rout. I'll take Kansas City minus the 4 at home with a side of barbecue.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, in the universe we know as ours.
All right, Greeny, you're not going to like this one. I'm going to go to Tennessee, where they're hosting your J-E-T-S. Jets, yes, yes.
Uh-oh.
Now, the Jets did look good against Buffalo. Geno Smith looked good as well.
Oh, geez, look at the butt on that. Yeah, he must work out.
But I like kind of Tennessee the way they're rolling right now. Jake Locker building a little bit of confidence right now.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
This one's at home for Tennessee. I know they're giving 4.5 to your Jets, but the rookie quarterback may come out a little bit in this game. I like Tennessee at home to cover the 4.5.
Your calculations are incorrect. Computer analysis indicates project is a complete failure.
And then finally, we'll go head-to-head in San Diego, where I think the Chargers are staying a lot classier than most people realize.
Great Odin Raven.
They should be 3-0. They absolutely should have beaten Houston, and they should have beaten Tennessee.
I am completely miserable, San Diego.
And they're going to beat the Cowboys. Cowboys aren't that good. They're going out west. Chargers are going to be mad, and they're going to win this game. They're getting points. That's not working for me.
Oh, good for you.
They're getting points, and they shouldn't be. It's a steal. Give me San Diego plus the 2. I like the Chargers for the win.
You even know what you just said?
Oh, I'm going to go with Dallas here. Am I falling into the Dallas trap again? I don't know.
It's a trap.
I like the way they're looking right now. They fooled me before. Hope they're not fooling me now.
Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders.
I'm going to go with them on the road all the way to sunny San Diego and take Dallas to get the win on the road and cover the 2.
Enough! Your tyranny ends now, you filthy human!
And those are your Week 4 Stone Cold Lead Locks.
Give it up. You failed this time, and you'll fail every time you try to triumph over justice.
So there you go. Those are your Week 4 Stone Cold Lead 5 Locks, courtesy of our friends at ESPN. I don't know what your picks are, but because we're going to do this live and because it is wonderfully recorded, as I sip on some awesome green tea and share this with you right now. Week 4, NFL, here you go, Furlings. No audio. This is right from the horses, as they say, or maybe horses ass, depending on how you look at me. The horse's mouth. All right, Week 1, games have already began, but there's no score, so we can run down them. Chicago at Detroit. Detroit currently has it, but you can take a fair game nonetheless. Cincinnati-Cleveland, you got to go Bengals on this one. The afternoon affair, Washington at Oakland. This is where we probably will differ. Oakland's going to start Matt Flynn today and not Terrell Pryor. We don't know what's going on with RG3, so I'm going to take Oakland in this game. I know many of you have gone with the Redskins. That's okay. The other early games, they're just starting Baltimore and Buffalo right now. I'm going to take Baltimore in this game, but it wouldn't surprise me if Buffalo wins. The Giants are a mess. Kansas City should take care of business there. Pittsburgh and Minnesota, both 0-3 teams, and both of them shouldn't really be that way. The game's in Minnesota, so I'm going to go contrary to some of my pundits, and I'm actually going to take the Vikings to win that game today. Arizona, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, they're benching Josh Freeman. I like the Cardinals in this game just for that reason only. Indianapolis and Jacksonville. Indianapolis is simply a better football team. Seattle and Houston, this is going to be two very, very good football teams. I'm going to take Houston, not because I think they're better, but just because they're at home. And because Seattle having to travel, I'm hoping for that to be the difference. But Seattle's really good. But I'm going to take Houston in that game. Jets and Tennessee Titans. The Jets are mad. Tennessee's getting confident. We'll take the Titans in that one. Denver should crush Philadelphia, and I think you all knew that was coming. Dallas at San Diego. Here's another wild card game that could go either way. I'm not drinking the Dallas Kool-Aid. San Diego could easily be 3-0. I think Phillip Rivers and those guys get it sorted out, so I'm going to take San Diego. That's right, in your face. New England and Atlanta. I know Atlanta's at home, and Atlanta plays well at home, but that's Tom Brady. So guess what? I think the Patriots take care of business against Atlanta. And, of course, you already know about Thursday night's fair when San Francisco beat up on the Rams 35 to, weirdly enough, 11. Monday night's affair, Miami at New Orleans. New Orleans is at home with one of the best offenses in football. If you're going anywhere other than New Orleans, you've really been sniffing the wrong pipe. So there you go. To the fantasy level. So there are your picks, by the way. So for those of you, you know, questioning, wanting to know, there are your picks, and thankfully it's recorded. So if you want to push back, we can play it back after this is after the week is over and see whose picks were better. 619-639-4747. I call everyone that believes themselves to be a 2013 NFL insider. I'm calling you out. Those of you who had the courage and the moxie to make your picks, kudos to you. I like it. Put your name on it. That's impressive. Win or lose, go down fighting. I love that in you. For those of you that just talked a bunch of ish and ran scared, well, you know who you are. That's what you are, scared. And I'll leave that with you right there. Let's get into some fantasy for those of you playing in your fantasy sports. The stardom and sit-ems for Week 4 in the National Football League. Rankings, let's go down from quarterbacks all the way down to defensive teams. Top 10 quarterbacks this weekend, Russell Wilson, Seattle. Tom Brady, New England. Matt Ryan, Atlanta. Number 7, Andrew Luck in Indy. Number 6, Tony Romo in Dallas. Number 5, Robert Griffin in Washington. Number 4, Michael Vick. That's only because Denver's defense without Von Miller is a little off. Number 3, Matt Stafford, Detroit versus Chicago. I'm not sure about that one because he's got a propensity to throw picks. Number 2, Drees against Miami. Number 1, Peyton Manning. And why not with the season he's having? That is probably your MVP of the season. Let's run your running backs now. Your running backs, top 10 all the way down. Number 10 this week, DeMarco Murray out of Dallas. Number 9, Darren McFadden, Oakland. Number 8, Trent Richardson, Indy versus Jacksonville. Number 7, Alfred Morris. Number 6, Dougie Martin. Number 5, Matt Forte, the Bears against the Lions. Lions can't stop the run. Number 4, Marshawn Lynch. Number 3, LaShawn Shaney McCoy. Number 2, Jamal Charles. And number 1, who else? Adrian Peterson of the Minnesota Vikings, who I think lives at number 1 on any running back rankings these days. To the wide receivers in Week 4 of the National Football League, taking absolutely no prisoners. Number 10 this week, Pierre Garçon of the Redskins. Number 9, Victor Cruz of the Giants. That's got to be a matchup-driven thing. Number 8, DeSean Jackson. Number 7, Wes Welker. Why not Wes? Number 6, Brandon Marshall. It's nice to see Chicago Bears wideout finally get some love. Number 5, A.J. Green of Cincinnati. Number 4, Julio Jones. Number 2, Dez Bryant. Number 1, as is often the case against the Bears, Calvin Johnson of the Detroit Lions. To the tight ends this week. This one should be fun. Number 10 this week, Heath Miller in Pittsburgh. Number 9, Kobe Fleener. Number 8, Owen Daniels. Number 7, Martellus Bennett with the Bears. Number 6, Tony Gonzalez. Number 5, Antonio Gates. Number 3, Julius Thomas. I apologize to you all. That's Denver. That's Peyton's guy. Number 3, Jordan Cameron. Number 2, Jason Witten. And number 1, for many, many weeks now, Graham in New Orleans. When you've got Drew Brees thrown to you, you can easily be number 1. Next to the kickers. And what is this? Okay. Really? That's funny. Why got to be all that? Someone called me a cheater. Someone called me real. Wow. Number 10, Robbie Gold. This is the kickers, guys. Number 10, Robbie Gold. Number 9, Sebastian Janikowski. Number 8, Justin Tucker. Number 7, Caleb Sturgis. Number 6, Garrett Harley. Number 5, Danny Bailey. Number 4, Matt Bryant. Number 3, Steven Gostkowski. Number 2, Blair Walsh. That's Mr. Leg himself. And number 1 in Denver, Matt Prater. The last thing on the docket is the defenses. For those of you trying to get defensive points, we all know the best defense in the NFL right now in terms of turnovers and points lives in Middle Earth, and that would be the Chicago Bears. But let's see how they pull up the ranks this time around. Number 10 this week, the Houston Texans. Number 9, the Indianapolis Colts. Number 8, Tampa Bay. Number 7, Dallas. Number 6, Denver. Number 5, Cincinnati. Number 4, Baltimore. Number 3, the Chicago Bears. Number 2, the Kansas City Chiefs. And the number 1 defense, purely matchup driven this week, the Seattle Seahawks. And just an FYI, Seattle is a very good football team. Going against a Houston team that has struggled out of the gate, but is still a very good football team. Look for that to be a bit of a dynamic of you just enjoying the game this week. So, it's all of a sudden it's gotten quiet. No one's talking ish. Is that because I put my name on it? Is that because I put Vinny Moore behind this? Fast 60 Minutes of Sports hopefully says here the picks week 4. No fodder, no big hoorah, no way to change information. It's all recorded. Good luck in your face. It's the way it should be. All right? The way it should be. Also, starting next week, for those of you anxious up in the northern portions of the world, the NHL is back with a vengeance, and the defending champion Chicago Blackhawks are looking to do something many teams can never do, which is try to repeat. And this competition will be stiff. Boston will be good again. They signed Jerome Ginla in the offseason. They're going to be very, very strong. We're back to an 80-plus game schedule, which is largely welcoming after the lockout last year and the truncated season. And, of course, the Blackhawks got off to that crazy start of 24-0-2. Just absolutely amazing. But we're back to now. Blackhawks will be a fan as best it can be across the board. So I'd be curious for those of you in Calgary to see exactly what you do at goalie without Kiprusoff and net. That's going to be fun in and of itself. Nonetheless, it's going to be a lot of fun baseball. Let's run you down because we're nearing the playoffs now in Major League Baseball, and that is always, always interesting. We know the Tigers are in. The Cleveland Indians, if they win today, they too are in. Let's see. Indians, Rays, Rangers into the final day of the season with two spots left. Again, it's a win and you're in for a lot of those guys, so looks like Ubaldo Jimenez may be on the mound today. A lot of fun. So, again, we don't hear a lot of love for baseball these days with all the talk about steroids. I think we just kind of got flushed with all the steroid talk. It just got really, really old, and people just kind of shied away from it. It wasn't fun anymore. But your scoreboard right now, Tampa Bay, a 2-0 leader over the Toronto Blue Jays. Pitt and Cincinnati are in the first. Detroit, get started in about another 2 hours. That's live from St. Louis. Cardinals, again, looking like one of the best teams in baseball. One more, and again, let's go a little deeper in that. Let's go a little deeper. Let's get some of the standings and see exactly who our playoff teams are in baseball. So Boston is in. Detroit is in. Oakland is in. Do we know who the wild card is yet? Has not been determined yet. Atlanta is in the National League. St. Louis is in. Like Pittsburgh, Cincinnati are also in. Those are wildcard teams. The Dodgers are in. So as far as the National League, things are set. What's not settled really is the American League. Will it be Tampa Bay? Will it be Cleveland? Certainly the Texans are on the edge. And then again, they're just looking for that shot to get at the wild card. So Cleveland is literally in the driver's seat. The Texans right there. Tampa Bay right there. Is close. Kansas City Royals. It was nice to see them make that push on, but they've since slipped off now 5 games back with 1 game to go in the season. Again, a great baseball season for the pundits of raw, just good old-fashioned baseball. But, for Kansas City Royals, we'll see you next year. So the college football yesterday, no real surprises with the exception of Alabama shutting out Mississippi yesterday. Again, any time a team gets shut out. With the exception this morning, I guess, USC has fired Lane Kiffin. After a 3-2 start, and my understanding is they just got rolled last night. What was this final score? Let's see if we can find this real quick. Bear with me a second. Let's see. Well, let's just run down the scoreboard from yesterday, and maybe we'll come across what we need to come across. So, number 25, Fresno beats Hawaii, 42-37. Alabama, 25-0 shutout of Mississippi. Number 2, Oregon, 55-16 over Cal. Oregon's looking really good. Clemson, 56-7 over Wake. Ohio State, a 31-24 over Wisconsin. Number 5, Stanford, a 55-17 winner. Georgia ekes out a win over LSU. That was a great football game, 44-41. Florida State and Boston College, 48-34 goes to Florida State. Texas A&M, 45-33 win over Arkansas. Number 11, Oklahoma State loses to West Virginia, 30-21. South Carolina, number 12, ekes by Central Florida, 20-25. Number 14, Oklahoma, a 35-21 win over Notre Dame. Number 15, Miami, 49-21 over University of South Florida. Washington, a 31-13 winner over Arizona, and a Florida 24-7 winner over University of Kentucky. Now, I'm curious to know how bad this really was yesterday, and I guess I'm going to have to do some extra soul searching to find out what went wrong with USC. Many of you know that they did not end the season well last year amid allegations of more improprieties. They've done as much as they can do as far as trying to salvage scholarships, and they have an elite facility with the ability to recruit elite athletes. So why they're in this position, I don't know. They're not even the best team in California right now. That belongs to UCLA. And, again, I actually had mentioned even to my own child that I thought going to USC would be a great thing. I now have to rethink that for athletics. I don't know what's going on there. I understand Pat Hayden, who was a big-time player way back in the day, is now the athletic director. They've got some things to iron out. There's no doubt about that. But we'll see exactly what comes next for USC. Great school, great facilities, just some questionable leadership. I think that's the best way to put it, just questionable. So we're back in 15 after this.
With every twist and turn, I need a clean that keeps up. New Olay Fresh Effect Va-Va Vivid Vibrating Bristles. Twist and turn for a Va-Va Vroom Clean. So sparkling fresh. New Olay Fresh Effect.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Cabby, here with the Kit Kat Chunky Challenge. Now, before we go on, I'm going to take on a challenge myself, which is to do the rest of this video while eating each new Kit Kat Chunky flavor. Hazelnut, white chocolate, and peanut butter, which are in stores right now for a limited time. So, what is the Kit Kat Chunky Challenge? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's your chance to pick the next Kit Kat Chunky flavor. You can vote right now at www.facebook.com/KitKatCanada. And get a chance to win one of three unbelievable trips. But in addition to your vote, we have three Big League fans competing in three ridiculous challenges. And the winner of each challenge gets 5,000 extra votes for his favorite new Kit Kat Chunky flavor. Sounds amazing. So go try all three Kit Kat Chunky flavors now. Run on Facebook and stay tuned for some upcoming challenges. That was a mouthful. You guys don't need these, do you? No?
Okay, so you guys are having way too much fun. Sell out, cheater, really? Here's how this works. You dial in 619-639-4747, 619-639-4747. Put your name on it, all right? Don't hide behind your technology. Don't hide behind your little Facebook account. Really? I need you to put that on blast because, as always is the case, when you're the guy behind the microphone and your name's on it, you're always under scrutiny, and I'm good with that. You guys know that, okay? I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. But I promise you, by the end of the day, some of you will find that you're not worthy. That's all there is to it. Yeah, again, it doesn't matter what you did last year. It doesn't matter what you did 2 years ago. All that does not matter. Someone said, dude, listen back at your picks. Tell me you ain't cheating. Really? Well, since we just recorded them live on the air, I'm not sure how that's possible. But okay. Well, if any of them thinks that I've somehow fabricated something, please call in and tell me, 619-629-4747. In the meantime, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. By the way, an update on the NFL scoreboard right now. The Bears have taken a 3-0 lead over Detroit. Cincinnati, Cleveland are still scoreless. Buffalo, a 3-0 lead over Baltimore. Minnesota, 3-0 lead over Pittsburgh. Tampa Bay, a 7-0 lead over there. That's a shock. Jacksonville, a 3-0 lead over Indianapolis. Seattle, a 3-0 lead over Houston. As those games just move along late, most of them are midway through the first period. Raiders to start Matt Flynn at quarterback. That's, again, for those of you who are wondering, Josh Freeman, inactive versus the Cardinals. And it is more of a human interest story. Former quarterback Bernie Kosar, arrested for DUI. Now, look, I love my players. I love my ex-players. And I really don't tend to glorify their mistakes after the game or even off the field. That's not kind of what we do over here. So suffice to say, I wish Bernie the best, and hopefully that situation resolves itself. He's a great quarterback in his day, and I just hope that his personal life gets cleaned up. In the meantime, let's see what's going on in New England. Gronk holding up debate with tight end out, so I guess that means he's probably going to play. Hernandez's fiance is now indicted. I'm left to believe that's Aaron Hernandez in light of everything with the murder charges. Hernandez's fiance indicted. For those of you curious about that, ESPN.com, check the headlines page. You'll see that something is going on with Aaron Hernandez and the fiance. It says she's been indicted. So check that out. I'm not sure what that specifically is, but anyway. And now we see the injury bug starting to hit a lot of teams. The Colts running back Ahmad Bradshaw ruled out with a hurt neck. Again, these are things that actually drive some of your fantasy decisions, let alone drive some of your picks. So just an FYI to you, for those of you looking ahead to Monday night's New York Jets-Tennessee game. For those of you betting this afternoon, Philadelphia-Denver, I don't know what that spread is, but I'd be really cognizant of Philadelphia trying to make a statement by putting pressure on Peyton Manning. Also, Dallas to San Diego. San Diego could easily be 3-0. Please understand this. So if you're drinking Dallas's Kool-Aid, could be a rough one. Then again, Dallas may show up. Tony Romo's a great quarterback. He may show up, but I just don't see that happening. I think San Diego gets it done today. Also, New England, Atlanta. Look, Atlanta's good at home, but that's Tom Brady. And 80% of the time, Tom Brady finds a win. 80% of the time. Not always. 80%. And I told, for those of you playing the pigskin pick 'em, don't worry about the Thursday night game that you missed, San Francisco, St. Louis. We're giving you guys that one to begin with. So, what is this now? So I am online. Okay. More ish. All right. Let's usher in a call from 312-379-9516. Go ahead. Who's
What's
this?
What's going on? It's week four.
It's week four of the National Football League.
This is one of the biggest Bears fans that's out here right now.
Is that right? Okay, biggest Bear fan.
Of course.
So are you ready to put your picks on blast, or are you just calling to talk
to you? I'm ready to put my picks on blast for week four. I got them.
All right. Well, the floor is yours. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Right, all the way from the 312, this is week four picks from our caller recorded. Go.
Super excited right now that the Bears are leading in Detroit. So we already know that the Bears is my pick.
Okay, right.
Other than that, I'm going for Baltimore over the Bills. Although the Bills are up 3-0, that's okay. I'm going for Cincinnati over Cleveland.
Good.
I'm going for Indianapolis over Jacksonville.
Okay.
Kansas City over the Giants all day.
How bad are the Giants?
Come on, man. Where are the Giants?
Fair enough.
How bad are they? Where are they? Should be the
Fair
question
enough.
That you're asking.
Okay. Go
Other
on.
Than that, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and go for Minnesota Vikings since they are at home, and they seem to do that home field advantage thing that they like to do.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going with Arizona over Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Over Tampa Bay. I know that they're 7-0 right now. It's okay. Football is a long game.
Do we even know who's starting quarterback for Tampa Bay?
I don't think we know. Does it matter at this point?
Well, I mean, they did score a touchdown, so all right. Well, go on. I'm sorry.
They're my pick.
That's it. That's right. That's
Seattle's
right.
Seattle's gonna smash Houston with their 3-0 right now.
Go on.
I know it hurts. Tennessee is gonna go over the Jets. They're gonna plow over them. Hopefully.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go with the Chargers on this one. Cowboys are gonna get it.
Okay, back.
Slow down.
312. I heard you say Dallas is going to get this one, and I'm not. I won't waste your time haggling over Dallas San Diego, but you do realize San Diego could easily be 3-0 right now. Okay. Now, could have, would have, should have. These are your picks. I understand that. I'm not going to justify why you would be a wishy-washy Dallas team, but that's your world, baby. Go ahead. Keep going.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
So about Denver Broncos beating the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah,
how bad is that going to look?
They're going to do that.
Yeah, that's true. I don't argue that one.
Although,
what else?
Although you're going against Washington on this one, I'm still picking Washington.
Okay.
I love my Falcons. Love them. but I'm a Patriots fan as well, and I know the Patriots, they do pretty well at home or away. That's okay.
So who are you picking?
Final pick.
Hold on, back up.
New England Patriots.
Oh, you didn't go Falcons. Oh, that's a shock. Okay.
I did not go Falcons on this one because you have to play smart. It's because you're passionate about a team does not make that a smart choice because you choose them all the time.
All right,
that's
cool.
That's my pick.
All right, continue.
As well as the final pick of this week four choice, I'm going with the Saints over the Dolphins. They're tied up right now, so this is a tiebreaker team for me. New Orleans Saints are at home. They like to show off a lot when they're at home, so I pretty much would like to give them this one.
All right, very good.
So there you have it. Fastest 60 minutes in sports. I'm going to go ahead because I am in the midst of the Bears game right now.
Go enjoy the Bears game.
But there you go. There you have it.
Thank you for your call. Appreciate you putting your name on it.
All right, putting my name on it.
All right, thanks. All right, 619-639-4747, 619-639-4747. That leaves the line open for Week 4 NFL picks. If you have the courage, the moxie to put your name on it, we're here to listen to you and find out what your thoughts are. If you are a Bears fan and you like the idea of what Mark Trestman has done, give the Bears kudos. Follow that game. I believe it's on Fox right now. Let's see. Kid, Ohio State, you're looking really, really good. If you're a Michigan fan, you got some work to do. In the meantime, week four is in full swing. 13 left in the ride. Let's have a little bit of goofy fun here. Let's see. Can't forget that. Stardom and sit-in we've done. I'm not playing the old Subway commercial for you. Let's check the NFL scoreboard then while they get some things ready to rock and roll. Chicago and Detroit now tied at 3. Cleveland 7-0 over Cincinnati. Cleveland is better than people think. Buffalo a 3-0 lead over Baltimore, but I don't think that's going to last. Minnesota now 10-0 over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's in a bit of a shambles, and at some point Mike Tomlin's going to be on the hot seat, and that would just be sad because such a storied franchise. They don't typically change coaches a lot, and you know, but they're also a consistent winner. And for them to be 0-3 right now is a bit of a stunner. And certainly this is a good team. They can turn this thing around, but right now it does not look really good. Late first game in Detroit 3-3. Late in the first, Cleveland 7-0 over Cincinnati. Those games are certainly the most active at this point. In the meantime, in between time, it's all about you. It's all about your love for not only your fantasy sports. Hopefully, you're in a position in at least week three to be competitive in your league. You've made the appropriate roster moves like you need to make, and you're ready to rock and roll. If not, well, it's really going to suck to be you. It really is. Okay. With 12 left in the ride, this is your hip hop moment. I guess we do have time to do this, so let's go ahead and do this right now. 4 minutes of hip-hop, courtesy of Heavy D, Tupac, and Biggie. This is all for you pundits out there who love to get your hip-hop on the day of the game. Hit it, fellas.
Yeah, this is an untouchable funk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is for all the players who play it. Grab your act, you did. I'm talking about this side, that side, east side, west side, your side, my side. It's all about being function, man. Hey, yo, give me that microphone. It's Heavy D, the baritone, and I'm home alone, Biggie. And I'm always staying freshly dipped. So 1-2-5 with a dog bark and a dreadlock and bitch talking split. Okay, it's Heavy D again. Hallelujah. I'm on your TV screen again. You see me on your MTV and on your BET and on your local Focal Point video show. Nigga, this how it flows.
I like an eagle.
No sequel, no equal. I get love from all the fucks because I'm a still my people. I'm dynamic, punks panic when they see me. They get all shook up when my mic's hooked up. Let's get it on.
Untouchables at the door. Throw your whack rappers hit the floor. Untouchables at the door. Throw your whack rappers hit the floor.
I bleed forever thugging on a quest to get G's. Running from enemies ever since the days of the sea. I'm under pressure. The stressor had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Much too paranoid to blink. Wonder why the police don't want to see stacking G's. They ask for a blame, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the nicotine. I can't sleep, close my eyes and see wicked things. I keep my pistol by my bedside, one in the chamber, preoccupied with homicide. My life's in danger, rolling down a 45. Beware strangers, hand on my 45. That's what the pain does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know it till I'm gone. From out the gutter with a jealous motherfucker wrong. Pass the weed, let that Hennessy get to me before the penitentiary. Let's get it on.
Cut your holes at your door. Throw your whack rappers hit the floor. Cut your holes at your door. Throw your whack rappers hit the floor.
I thought you knew I stay true to this round thing I do. I have all the honey saying go poo. I flip a style from the project building 70. Apartment 60, I turn food stamps to green stamps to work power amps. And so weed on the corner lamp. But now I'm just microphone talking. So when you see my ass, have my cast, or just keep walking. Niggas got more game than Genesis. Seen a movie made in L.A., now everybody menaces. But them youth don't trouble we, because they fall victim to what they see, hey. I keep it real and real, like my last album's out of song. But I understand it takes a year for niggas to catch on. Hit them in the head, go. So let's get it on. Yeah.
Let the Dutchies fill it with the sunk. The cops to get wicked in the joint. Notorious and glorious. Niggas know who's the mind blower, the weed grower. Have you seen doubles like Noah? The rhyme flower, B.I.G. Top rocks with the clock, check your pockets and your sockets. Just the way my pops fuck me when you throw the drop, check them thoroughly. The bastard might spin around and try to bury me. And dead niggas don't make no moves. When I'm slinging in the hood, I don't fake no moves, alright? Reminiscing on my swinger days, when I drove a caddy and my bitch sported finger waves. Yeah, she had the Gucci boots, I had Cerucci suits. Oscars, Bagash, Coca-Cola looking real cute. Junior Mafia representing Bucktown. Mac 11 top back, niggas better duck down. Face down, you know the routine, the cream, earrings. You know the drama Biggie brings. Let's get it on.
Cut your holes at your door. Throw your whack rappers hit the floor. Cut your holes at your door. Throw your whack rappers hit the floor.
Under 8 to go in the ride, it's all about your Week 4 National Football League as we wind it down. For those of you already watching your games, you should be enjoying this. Hopefully you've got something cool to drink and something wonderful to eat, so you can just actually relax and enjoy your day of NFL football action. For those of you doing other things, well, enjoy the day. As long as it's start to wind it down, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Next week, we're going to talk Week 5. We'll start seeing some of the bye weeks come in. And that will have a big effect on your fantasy squads and some of your decisions you'll have to make as we start to get closer and closer to the midseason, trade deadline, things of that nature. So just be cognizant, all right? It's going to be a lot of interesting decisions you're going to have to make for your fantasy football squads. For your fandom out there, well, let's just keep it real. Some of you are good at it. Some of you, well, for lack of a better word, some of you just stink at it. But nonetheless, with all the grace in heaven, we love you. And we just want you to be yourself no matter what. Also, programming note, in a couple of weeks we'll get back to the Men Stopping Violence episodes where we talk specifically with young men about their decisions they're making, how we treat our women in our lives, how basically to carry yourselves as a, well, how about this, as a good citizen, okay? And that was me being politically correct. As you know, as a faith-based individual, I talk a lot about right relationships, making that your driving force behind your good decisions. As often is the case, we tend to forget about ourselves. Just a reminder, all right, you are as significant as the people around you, all right? Don't forget yourself in the process, and never, ever let your great intelligence, right, become more important than you are, all right? That's today's spiritual moment. All right, by request, we're going to run the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks from ESPN one more time as we run it down with just under 6 to go in today's ride. We may truncate it so you all can get to your football and stop listening to my little pundit butt self. There's nothing else I can share with you other than good luck in your Week 4 picks. If you're going to the window, make good decisions. avoid wooden nickels, people. That's all I can tell you. Avoid wooden nickels. All right. Here's your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks one more time for those of you still curious.
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks, an ESPN Radio exclusive.
Here we go for Week 4, and this week my motto is, I won't be fooled again.
We don't get fooled again.
Like Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend.
Don't get fooled again.
I'm
picking the Giants again.
No, no!
I'm wrong. Everyone else in the world is right.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right.
They stink. The Giants are going to Kansas City where the Chiefs are for real.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Chiefs only giving 4 points. That's not nearly enough. That's 3 turnovers in the first quarter.
Manning back to throw. Fires a field, and it's picked off.
Give me the Chiefs and a route. I'll take Kansas City minus the 4 at home with a side of barbecue.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, in the universe we know as ours.
All right, Greeny, you're not going to like this one. I'm going to go to Tennessee where they're hosting your J-E-T-S. Jets, yes, yes.
Uh-oh.
Now, the Jets did look good against Buffalo. Geno Smith looked good as well.
Oh, geez, look at the butt on that. Yeah,
he must work out.
But I like kind of Tennessee the way they're rolling right now. Jake Locker built a little bit of confidence right now.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
This one's at home for Tennessee. I know they're giving 4.5 to your Jets, but the rookie quarterback may come out a little bit in this game. I like Tennessee at home to cover the 4.5.
Your calculations are incorrect. Computer analysis indicates project is a complete failure.
And then finally, we'll go head-to-head in San Diego, where I think the Chargers are staying a lot classier than most people realize.
Great Odin Raven.
They should be 3-0. They absolutely should have beaten Houston, and they should have beaten Tennessee.
I am completely miserable, San Diego.
And they're going to beat the Cowboys. Cowboys aren't that good. They're going out west. Chargers are going to be mad, and they're going to win this game. They're getting points. That's not working for me.
Oh, good for you.
They're getting points, and they shouldn't be. It's a steal. Give me San Diego plus the 2. I like the Chargers for the win.
You even know what you just said?
Oh, I'm going to go with Dallas here. Am I falling into the Dallas trap again? I don't know.
It's a trap.
I like the way they're looking right now. They fooled me before. I hope they're not fooling me now.
Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders.
I'm going to go with them on the road all the way to sunny San Diego and take Dallas to get the win on the road and cover the 2.
Enough! Your tyranny ends now, you filthy human!
And those are your Week 4 Stone Cold Lead Blocks.
Give it up. You failed this time, and you'll fail every time you try to triumph over justice.
This is what I should tell some of y'all. You failed in the past, and you'll fail again today, but you know, I like you, so I don't want to break your spirit or break your heart. Yes, some of your picks absolutely are pathetic, but did I say that with enough passion? Pathetic. Nonetheless, there's nothing you can do about it. You just stink at making picks, but okay. All right, I've had my fun now. In the meantime, to the NFL scoreboard one more time. Bears and Detroit still tied at 3 into the second quarter. Now Cleveland 7-0 over Cincinnati. That too early in the second quarter. Some more. Kansas City now scored a touchdown. 6-0 over the Giants. You can expect a lot of that. Minnesota finally gives up a touchdown. 10-7 now against Pittsburgh. Tampa Bay 7-0 over Arizona. That's the end of the first period. Jacksonville, Indianapolis, with 3 minutes left to go in that first period, and Jacksonville a 3-0 leader. Houston, 7-3 over the Seattle Seahawks with just about 12 minutes to go in the second period. So, again, good football going on. Be sure you're getting your fill of it. In the meantime, I believe that's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to cut it short by about 2 minutes, but that's okay. There's absolutely nothing you can do about the fact that we love you, so you might as well just sit down and enjoy your day of football, enjoy your sports, and we will see you next time only on the Fastest 6 Minutes of Sports with yours truly, Vinny Moore. Week 5 is on the way. So, chill, enjoy your food, have a great day. We'll see you next time, people. Have a great Sunday. And remember, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. See ya.